Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. The word of the Lord further comes unto me, saying that this is a time of new beginning. This is a time when you're going to begin to take hold of some things, and you're going to begin to see that you're going to begin to take a role and take a greater leadership role and a greater leadership position. And you're going to find that you're going to walk into a level of confidence that's going to cause you to step into some new opportunities. For I heard the Lord say unto thee that watch me, because he says unto thee that I'm going to touch the money sectors in your life, and I'm going to cause you to prosper, and you're going to begin to have the ability to elevate even your financial situation, and you're going to be able to make some changes in that area that's going to be able to provide some additional financial security even in the next several months. For the Lord says, prepare, because I'm raising thee up, and I'm going to do a new thing inside of thee. For I heard him say, favor, favor, favor shall be your portion, and I will work, and I will bless the very works of your hands, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And you're going to begin to see God moving in some unusual areas. As I look further into the Spirit, I heard the Lord say that you're going to begin to see that things are given to improve all around you. And you're going to begin to see that you're going to even uncover some information that's going to help you make better choices regarding your future security. For I heard the Lord say unto thee that he is establishing thee in this hour. He is establishing thee, yea, even in this season. And you're going to begin to see the hand of the Lord do an unusual thing in your life. For the Lord says, rest assured that I am going to bless thee. For the Lord says, guard your mind even in this season and even in this hour. For the Lord says, there's a loved one that you have been concerned about. He says, now get ready, because I'm going to do a miracle in a loved one's life, and I sense by the power of the Holy Spirit healing shall begin to flow. For I heard the Lord says, do not allow yourself to become frustrated. Do not allow yourself to fall into conflicts for the next two to 6 months, saith the Spirit of the Most High. As I look further, the Lord says advancements, and you're going to find that even you're going to come into an area of communication that's going to begin to improve even during the end of this month as well. And it seems like home and family is going to be emphasized up until the 26th of this month as well. As I go further, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say unto me that as you prepare your heart in this season, you're going to begin to see the Spirit is going to begin to reveal some real powerful truths that's going to alter the way you see things. It's going to alter some relationships. For the Lord says, avoid missteps also in communications. He says, remove unhealthy situations and get out of unhealthy situations that are not of me. Now, as you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of November, again, he says, guard your temper in that month, but also work through conflicts, for the Spirit shall move upon thee, and you'll find and see that even in the month of November, the Lord says that it could be an emotional but also a prophetic month. He says, listen to your inner voice, listen to the guiding of the Holy Spirit. I can tell you that around the 15th of the month, you're going to be able to move forward by integrating your spirituality with your mind, with business. Around the 22nd, the Spirit's going to usher in some all sorts of opportunities connected to home, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Now prepare your heart to hear what thus saith the Lord from the company of prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's much expansion. God says that you're going to go forward with some ideas. I hear God say that there's going to be more revelations coming forth. God says that you're going to do something with partners. I'm seeing you signing some sort of papers and contracts. God says for you not to fear. God says to remove all doubt, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I just hear God saying that he is doing a work with your talk, and it's going to change your walk. God says you're going to begin to speak right. You're going to begin to show forth his glory in the right way, and the Christ within you is arising. God says you're changing, you're changing, you're changing, and yet your walk is changing as well. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear God saying this is going to, he's going to do something in the home. I see something in the home that's going to bring a new peace and a new awareness of being. And God is also going to settle some things down. I concur with the prophet. When he changes your talk, it's going to change your walk. Not only what you're saying, but the way you're doing things. God's going to show you how to do things more efficiently, more effectively, in the least amount of time. And God's going to show you how to be a more excellent person. And you're going to have to speak less and listen more in this season to the Spirit of the living God.
And I concur with the prophets. For the Lord is bringing you to a much elevation. And the reason
for you to be mindful in the season of what you say, because the word of the Lord is surely in your mouth, and God's word never returns to him void. So be mindful what you say in this hour, woman of God. God is bringing you to a place of meditation, study, to show yourself approved. Even by your bedside, have a pen and pencil and be ready for the word of the Lord, woman of God, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Barbara. I hear the word of the Lord saying, face your fears in this season. Father God says, flee not. For Father God says, this is the season of restoration to the family and transformation in your life. And I just hear Father God saying, don't second guess yourself and don't look back. Father God says he places the hedge of protection and safety around the family. And Father God says, trust the process. For Father God says, the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want for any good thing. And that is the word of the Lord.